Good morning.
I think a lot of people might be surprised at the extent to which Wisconsin's dairy industry relies on immigrant work.
I don't know if people would be surprised or not. We do have a workforce shortage in our industry that forces us to go and look for workers in other areas. We've tried to recruit employees through the traditional methods of newspapers and online recruitment methods and just haven't been able to attract quality employees.
What's the difficulty in filling these jobs?
I think these jobs are just, they're labor intensive. It's hard work. Milking cows is not an ideal job for the next generation. And unfortunately, if people want to eat and be able to go to the grocery store and buy reasonably priced dairy products, we need people to milk the cows.
Farmers used to have large families, and it's the kids that would do a lot of this work, isn't it?
Well, yeah. The next generation doesn't necessarily want to be tied down to the dairy farm. They want to have, a 40-hour-a-week job, and that's just not dairying. Like I said before, the cows need to be cared for multiple times in a day and every single day. Christmas morning, the cows need to be milked and fed.
What sorts of challenges do Wisconsin dairy farmers face when hiring immigrant workers?
Every dairy farmer follows the correct I-9 procedures. They get the correct documentation. In order to bring somebody in now, you have to go through the unskilled labor program, which there isn't a whole lot of slots for worker visas in that program. So the waiting list is very, very long in order to bring somebody in to attract a worker from another country into. So there's a lot of bureaucracy, and it takes too long to find employees. And the expense of doing it is pretty high. You have to have legal representation in order to kind of maneuver through all the bureaucratic red tape.
So as federal lawmakers and the president figure out what to do about immigration reform, what do you, as representative of Wisconsin's dairy industry, urge them to take into consideration?
Well, we definitely need a guest worker program that meets the need of the dairy industry, which is a year-round program. There are currently seasonal programs for the harvesting of fruits and vegetables, and that just doesn't work.
Doesn't work for dairy, does it?
Doesn't work for dairy, correct. It's good for 3 to 4 months, but like I said, dairy is year-round. We need workers every single day. So a guest worker program that would allow a dairy producer to bring in an individual from another country to work here legally for year-round is what we would hope to see. And there have been indications that such a planned program would be put into immigration reform legislation.
Jamie Saleen, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.